Well, what you know, good everybody. I'm Sife.
Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Idiotic Old Couple Interracial Couple Podcast.
Oh, that's a good start.
Is that a good start? Hopefully everybody's doing all right this week or this weekend, whenever you guys take the time out of your busy schedules to listen to our goofy asses. We do appreciate each and every one of the listeners that we do have and the interactions that we've been getting online. We appreciate every single one of you guys. Hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Mm-hmm. If you're going through tough times right now, hopefully we can take your mind off of it just a little bit for about 45 minutes to an hour each and every week. That's when we record. We actually record episodes, I should say, each and every week. You can reach out to us in our social medias listed in the description of our podcast wherever you choose to listen to us.
Uh-huh.
So, as always, what? Let's get it cracking, honey.
Yeah.
What's been up?
Oh, let's see.
Besides the wind.
Oh, we've had a lot go on, haven't we?
Yes, we have, since last week, of course.
Yeah. Well, I got a little mini vacation.
Yeah, it wasn't planned.
No. Okay, so family update. Poppy went to the hospital.
Yeah.
I left Thursday. Don't even start.
Here goes Ghost. The star of the podcast in the background.
So, I left Thursday, and I went, and I had plans that day. My plans that day, I was making salsa. So, I was doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of the volunteer tomatoes that we didn't grow.
Right. Which, I had so many. So, I had those all in the oven, and I get a phone call from Nano. And she says, nobody's answered their phone, and I'm sending Poppy to the ER. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay. She says, will you take me? And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll be there. She's like, what are you doing? I was making salsa, but I can shut everything off. It doesn't matter. I don't have to do anything. I'll be there in a minute. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I get in the car and I'm heading that way, and right before I needed to turn, she calls me back. She's like, I got a hold of your aunt. I was like, oh good. She's like, she's coming to take me, so you don't have to come, but I still can't get a hold of your dad. Oh, okay, well I'll just head to then. I said, okay. Oh, you do that. So I'm like, all right.
So if you guys listened to last week's episode, 1808.
Right. Yeah. So then I'm heading over there, and then pretty much right before I need to have a good point to turn around, right before that point,
mm-hmm.
he calls me. He says, well, I don't know why you're coming. He's like, everybody's told me already everything that's going on.
After your mama said that, like, you wasn't answering your damn phone, man.
all right, I'm going back home. Well, this is a nice little break. So I go back home, make my salsa. And I got a 4-day break.
Mm-hmm. A much needed break, even though it was under unfortunate circumstances.
Right. But I didn't have a very good break because of the fact that I couldn't focus. I couldn't figure out what to do with myself. So I was very frustrated.
Frustration is an understatement. Gina didn't know what to do with herself, y'all. She needed the break, wanted the break, and while she had the break, and a lot of people fall into this category, it's like being on vacation from your job. Mm-hmm. You have like 2-3 days off in a row. After that first day and a half, you already did everything you wanted to do. And then after that, it's like, well, now what the fuck do I do? Right. Especially if you're at home and you ain't going anywhere. Right. It's like, well, now what do I do? Shit.
I'm used to, you know, I know when I'm supposed to be leaving, when I'll be back. So I have everything, you know, I can line up everything from the day before. And, you know, I have a routine. So, you know, and I feel
in. She got to have that routine.
Feel in with everything that I need to do.
Even though she bitches about the routine while it was going on, and then was bitching when the routine was all fragmented and broken.
When the routine was gone, I didn't know what to put where. So I freaked. I totally freaked. Yep. Yep. Made a lot of orders online.
Whenever Gina's been bored over the years, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing she turns to is shopping. Mm-hmm. And this online shopping has been awesome, huh?
Yeah.
Especially during a pandemic. You can't really go into stores. I mean, you can, but you hate wearing that mask.
Yeah, I don't like to wear the mask. Mm-hmm. Well, see, my point is, see, if they would have never came up with this, we would have a lot more money.
Wait, slow down. If they would have never came up with what?
Online shopping. I learned that as long as I do not leave the house, I do not spend no money.
Yes, you do.
But then they invented online shopping. So I don't have to leave the house then, and I still spend money.
Now, this definitely sounds like an old couple moment. Like, well, they invented online shopping. That shit was invented years and years ago. It's just easier now because you're just on the click of your phone or your iPad, like, ooh.
I know. I wouldn't do it for the longest time because I thought it's like all of it was just scams. The mail people take my stuff.
And the bank has called a handful of times. Did you make this major purchase? I'm like, why is it always you?
Why is it always me? Well, because things excite me. So I just like...
$6,000?
No, I didn't.
Who the fuck got $6,000? No, I'm just saying as an example.
Remember when the people wanted to go on vacation and didn't invite us?
Out of all that shit, bank calling us, did you guys spend X amount of thousands of dollars? I'm like, hell no. And Gina, the only thing she got mad about was, okay, the account's okay, but fuck, why didn't we get invited?
I want to go. See? I've never been to Philadelphia.
Philly. That is not a vacation. Shout out to all of our Philadelphia listeners and our Pennsylvania listeners, but that is not a vacation spot. It might be if you're in the middle of the map, red state Kansas.
I don't care where it is. I just want to go. I want to see what it looks like.
Shout out to our Philly family out there. Shout out to Philly. Nick Foles kicking ass in Chicago. I know y'all, man.
So he's finally back.
He's back home.
Whole bunch of stuff wrong with him. So they got him halfway tip top. Mm-hmm. So he's good to go. So my routine's back and I'm feeling a little better.
So. A lot of people, like I said earlier, just always fall into that, like, first day and a half. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to do this and do that once I get on vacation, once I have some time on. And then after that day and a half, it's like, what the fuck am I going to do with myself?
Mine wasn't even, the first day was fine. It was just, second day, even the first day, I just relaxed a lot.
Mm-hmm. What you needed to.
Yeah, and then after that, it was just like, I can't even think. My brain wouldn't even think. My brain's like, you don't want to do that. I'm like, wait a minute. I even did something really, really, it was hilarious.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if anybody else's brain talks to them a lot, but mine does.
If you live on planet Earth in 2020, everybody's brain's talking to itself.
So that's always,
your conscious.
I always put a clean t-shirt and clean shorts on before I go to bed. And it was last week, I think. Mm-hmm. And I put on, or I was brushing my teeth and getting everything ready. And instead of bugging you again.
Why you mad? Y'all can't see Gina's face, but anyway, continue along with your narrative here.
So instead of going in and bugging you again and getting in my dresser, I got this bright idea. I just put the ones on the night before. And then all of a sudden, it was like, ooh, you're doing something out of the ordinary.
Out of character.
This is not like you. And I'm like, oh God, I know. But just, we won't do it again, okay? Gina, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Gina has a Jedi council inside of her head. I tell her that all the time. Like, what you doing talking to your Jedi council?
I'm like, they all like, oh my God, is something wrong with her? And I'm like, I know. Wait, just hear me out.
Argue with yourself. Your whole committee up there. Your whole commission up there.
We survived the night. We haven't done it since, so they're good.
And I always give Gina shit too. Like, do they have names?
No, I wouldn't be able to keep none of them straight.
Too many people up there. You got to start. You got to start exporting motherfuckers, man. Time to go.
Yeah, this is why I'm good being alone. I got a lot of people to talk to. So, okay, on back to the family. So
that scares me. That should scare anyone who's listening right now. Like, wait a minute. Red flag. Slap, I hope you listening to your woman because you might have more issues going on at home than you think.
I know, they all threw up red flags.
Just kidding.
No, okay, so Kyle. We're gonna be on Kyle.
Here we go.
So Kyle comes back from his work out of town.
This is our 21-year-old son.
And he gets this little kitten and he's so, so adorable.
Biscuit.
Named Biscuit.
Named him Biscuit.
And it is the cutest little thing. But so
I haven't seen that little fucker yet, but I will.
Every time I go over now, which every time I'm at...
Every time you go to your grandparents' house, he lives right next door in their rental property.
I get either a video or a snap saying, are you coming over?
Yo, last night was funny as hell. That had me cracking the fuck up because I don't know what it is. Parents, if you listen to this podcast, if your kids have Snapchat or whatever you guys communicate through, I don't know what it is with this zooming in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out on a video means. Maybe we getting old up in this
bitch. I have no idea.
I don't know what that means, but
Kyle, I don't even know how good they can do that. I mean, that's amazing. I can't even figure it out.
All our kids do that. Like, they zoom in and out, or they're panning around real slow to something, and then I guess that's supposed to be the bam effect or some shit when they zoom in and out, and it was funny because... When I looked at it last night and I was cracking the fuck up because Kyle was zooming in and out on your car. And you zoomed in and out back at him the best you could.
Right.
And that's why I was cracking up like, oh, man. And he was like, Mama, you coming over?
Yeah. So.
See, this mama out there got excited.
Yeah.
You got the zoom in and out effect.
I know. So, every time I... go over. Mm-hmm. He's like, Biscuit, go see Grandma. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
At least it's a four-legged child and not a two.
I know, right?
Or two and a half. Or two and an eighth. I don't know. Boy, like, or girl.
I die. I mean, every time. Mm-hmm. He's so excited that I'm Grandma.
Yeah, calling you Grandma. Like, he... And we took him last weekend to Wally World. We had to help him get everything. He was trying to, he had to get the litter box. He had to get all that ready to go.
Because he's like, what do I get? Where is it? I can't find nothing.
I'm like, man, just follow me, man. And if you guys that listen to us here in Wichita, Kansas, well, you know we went to Bulletproof Pony and Broadway. So, you know, our staff... Our white son was a little lost up in there. But Gina like, shit, I grew up around the corner. Hell, I raised y'all around the corner.
Shit, this place hadn't changed.
I'm like, man, yeah, it's the same Walmart I've always went to. That part of town. Shit. What you mean? Southside ho.
May have been 22 years, but I still can get
it's
around here.
Still the same. Yep. Still the same shit.
Funny.
But yeah, it was funny that you guys were zooming in and out on each other. And I just, for some reason, had me just, it tickled me. It was funny. I'm like, here y'all go. And then Caleb calls. He's like, man, I wish somebody, man, shut up, man. Yeah.
Caleb's a Caleb wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his mama across the street. He wants his mama to move in, but charge me rent.
It's got me fucked up.
To keep his household together. But I got to charge. I'm charged rent. I'm like, boy, you're confused.
Got me fucked up.
I live free and you pay me. Right. Remember? No.
That's funny as hell, man. But that had me cracking up because I was like, that's definitely an old people moment.
Yeah. Poppy snoring in the background. Mm-hmm.
That's what added to it.
I just sat in his chair and let him sleep it off for another 15 minutes. I was like, poor man, you must be tired.
Man, that's funny. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Hell yeah, I would be tired too, laid up in the hospital all weekend like that.
That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
He needs some exercise.
Mm-hmm. Get back, like I said, hopefully he was dropping some things and having nurses bend over so he can look and stuff.
No, he said they were all so good to him. Hmm. He said, you'd be proud. Like,
okay. Oh, one of you, huh? And there's like, a team of them.
That is what he yelled at quite a bit. Because he's
yelled
like,
about?
He's like, there would be five of them. Five of them. And they can all just like everywhere, trying to get me up. And I'm like, one of you. And I'm like, I know. That's because they have so much issues. It's because there's all five of them going all different directions.
Mm-hmm. Not communicating with each other, right? As a unit. And only one little you could take care of everything.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kept telling him, well, everybody does it different. That's all Nana wants me to tell him. Everybody does it different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, they're just idiots.
You can't be talking to nurses staff like that, talk about nurses staff like that. They going through it this year.
Yeah, that's why their backs always hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my back will always hurt.
Yeah.
But I can do that without making my back hurt.
Well, you had a lot of time and practice.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, did I. In the beginning, there was about a year. It took a long time because
to build the strength up in your back.
Well, it wasn't building the strength. I can't build strength, but
right,
it was getting the movement down to make sure that there was no way I could pull my back out.
It is all in the technique, young grasshopper.
I know, mm-hmm. Man, and it took a long time. Oh, my back would go out all the time.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Gina used to work in the med field back in the day.
I did,
taking care of dementia patients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So Gina definitely has a black belt in taking care of old folks.
Yeah.
Taking care of old folks.
Yep. The nittier of the nuts. They're good. They're fun ones.
Even when I used to go and visit her, which was pretty much every day. It was every day. I'd come see my baby at work every day.
I love that.
And I was always hoping an old person was trying to break out. Because when she would start running, I'm seeing everything just bouncing to slow motion like Baywatch.
Lord.
What? It was awesome. I'm like, look at my baby run. She don't run at nothing. She don't run for nothing unless she getting paid.
Right.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Since we're still in the Halloween season, though, honey.
Oh, what you got up your sleeve?
I ain't got nothing up my sleeve. But what I do want to ask you is, when you worked in the dementia units,
mm-hmm.
and taking care of old folks,
mm-hmm.
what were some of the ghostly encounters that you've had during your years of working in those clinics, honey?
There were quite a bit. Quite a bit of activity.
Around old people?
Yeah. Let's see. One major one was I did not like working overnights.
Well, you would work third?
I hated working overnight.
Yeah.
For one, it's creepy quiet. And Old people make, I mean, people anyways make funny noises. But, you know, you put a lot of people sleeping.
Yeah. Especially in a wing.
You get different noises, and mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it's
and all you see is like the silhouette of the TV or hearing the radio or.
So, yeah, it's just, it's. Yeah.
So talk about some of your paranormal and ghost experiences in the clinics, honey.
Well, one night, you know, there's only three of us usually there at night.
Out of all those people.
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. Like, wow.
So, one would take care of two halls, and one would take care of the other two, and then I would take care of meds and, you know, take care of, you know, whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, where I was pretty much the nurse on duty.
Right.
So, I come down a hall and I walk around to another hall, but it's to the, one of the main areas. Mm-hmm. This is like, I don't know how you would call that place. It was weird. You just had four wings, and it was like an octagon. I don't know, not an octagon.
It was kind of weird how it was. Yeah, that building is structured pretty weird.
Because it was like,
it's like an X, but not an X, but like a half a stop sign. But right. I don't know. It's just really weird how it was set up.
It starts with the block in the center, which is
the main entrance and everything,
which is a garden, mm-hmm. and then it
patio just and all that
does like halls all the way around.
And then
it.
You have the piano just, like, and the seating mm-hmm. area and the main part, and then it just branches off into just weird directions after that.
It was very strange. Mm-hmm. So then, but it all goes in like a circle.
Yeah, but it all connects in a weird way.
Yeah, so it's like real weird. So you went down one hall, and I turned to go down, they're all main halls, so I went down one main hall to go to the other main hall, and there was a shadow that went from the TV room to this little dining room.
Now, you've seen the shadow, like a dark shadow figure,
I thought it was
out
a
of your peripheral?
I thought it was a person that walked across.
Mm-hmm. Thought somebody was up out of their bed or something.
I thought it was a black person because I had a black guy.
Ain't that a bitch?
On that hallway.
I'm joking. But,
I needed him.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I was going that way, because I needed him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, I'm calling you. Where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And I go around the corner. I'm like, okay.
And nothing there?
Right. Well,
were you looking down the hallway or looking in the room? Or
no, I looked in the room that I walked into.
That's what I'm saying. Looked in the room because you saw it walk into that room.
The room goes nowhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can go outside, but you can't go outside without the alarm sounding.
Right. It's just a description for the listeners, honey. Yeah.
Like, okay. Well, maybe my peripheral or my
playing tricks on you.
My distance is off, and it was, you know,
the room,
the hallway, you know, the hallway down. Mm-hmm. So I walked further down and I looked, and that's just a straight hallway. And I'm like, no, there's no one there either. Well, fuck. So I called on the walkie and I'm like, where are you at? He was all the way down another hall helping somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that really wasn't you. I'm like, all right, I'm done. All right, I'm going to go lock myself in the med room, so come and get me when you're done.
that freaked you out, because I remember you telling me that when that happened.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
It creeped you out. That was one of those experiences that creeped you out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looked like a male.
A male brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't have assumed anything other, because I thought, you know, that was him on that hall.
Yeah. Because you said you needed him anyway.
Nope.
And Ghost has to... You hear Ghost in the background, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys follow us on our Instagram page at Interracial Odd Couple Podcast with underscores in between each word, you will see he has some videos on there of his goofy self.
Mm-hmm.
Then why are you throwing an attitude, man? don't know. He don't know. What other experiences have you had in the med field, honey?
Well, the med room, pills would be thrown. Or like the packages, they'd be thrown.
You sure wasn't somebody in there just trying to ransack through? I know it was an alarm entry. So you had to actually buzz in and out and all that shit.
No, you'd be the only one in there. And yeah, they will come flinging off the top of the, like, say they were, you'd have some sitting on top of the, like the refrigerator thing before you was putting them away or whatnot, or when you were going through them all.
The one that was straight ahead as soon as you walk in.
They'd be thrown off.
Right there while you're working. Mm-hmm. Just pills just flying off the shelves. Well, man, even the spirits of old people is like, man, I need that good shit. Where's the narcotics? Where they at?
Well, everybody knows full moons.
Oh, man, I hear this in the medical community all the time. And I worked at Wesley Hospital here for people that listen to us here locally. I worked there for 3.5-4 years, so I have seen some weird stuff, but I just never subscribed to that full moon shit. But everybody else that we do know, and besides you, everybody else that we do know has always said, it's about to be a full moon, y'all. And then be people underneath the comments that work in the med feel like, yep, yep. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like just the energy.
I don't know if that's scientifically proven.
From
the tides off the flat earth.
So big and just more energy.
So a full moon one night. What happened? So everybody knows about the full moon.
Lots of things could happen. I mean, full moon, a lot of people get their sundowners. A lot of people try to escape on those nights. They get more violent. They like to bite, punch, kick.
Some get a little sexual too, though.
Usually not then.
Not on full moon nights. Everybody just like a Thriller video, Michael Jackson. Pretty much. Yeah. Well, what happened one of those full moon nights? Can you recall something?
No.
Just too much shit that was happening, but it's all.
That was
just
so long ago. That's what I say. I mean, usually full moons, they're trying to escape. They won't go to bed. They just always just trying to roam, or it's just always a lot of just one after another. This one and that one and all going at once.
So those are always the busiest nights, that 2-3 nights of a full moon?
Yeah.
Really? See, I've never experienced that type of shit, though. But you would always talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you'd always bring it up, especially if it was on a weekend, too. When you used to work doubles, you'd be like, God dang it. It's a full moon this weekend.
And I'm exhausted.
And I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? So anybody who's listening right now that works in the medical field, you probably definitely sympathize with Gina's sentiments right now. She sympathizes with you guys because she understands. Whether you're a nurse, CNA, whatever. Yeah, man. I bet that's a pain in the butt, man. Mm-hmm. Full moons.
Yeah. Are we supposed to have a full moon on Halloween this year?
I have no idea. I don't keep up with that.
I don't either.
With the lunar calendar. I'm suck at that. I don't keep up with it like that.
You know,
there was a meteor shower the other day, and I didn't even know we were supposed to have one, but it's been so damn cloudy and windy. Who gives a fuck? As far as from our vantage point.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, I love all that stuff. The, you know, the calendars, the this and then that, but it's just, it's so much.
What do you mean, as far as a lunar calendar or astrological calendar? What are you talking about? Horoscope or?
Just stuff to learn, more stuff to learn. It's just too much.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really neat. I like it all, but I don't understand it all because I don't want to learn more stuff.
Yeah, because your brain is only capable of holding on to so much information. Mm-hmm. especially the older you get. And I've been saying that too. Like, why memorize the stuff? Why memorize all this shit when now we have devices where we could just look up what you need to know real quick? I ain't got to keep memorizing all this crap.
I don't know. I just always thought it was, all of it's been very fascinating ever since I was younger, because I've had lots of books. I've bought lots of books, but just trying to learn it and understand it, and just never wanted to.
You talk about even as far as even with numerology and stuff like that too?
Oh, I love
it. A lot of people are on this gematria kick right now.
I love numerology. I just don't understand it. I even read the book. I bought books and I've read books on it. Mm-hmm. I still don't get it.
And a lot of people sit back and say, that's a bunch of voodoo and you're inviting in spirits and all the stuff. You're dabbling in stuff that you shouldn't be dabbling into.
Why? You're not. I
mean, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Don't know.
It's just,
but information is information, yeah, because I mean, everything that you watch,
that you learn something new or different that's out there. I mean, it's, you're not killing yourself, are you? No.
Well, the funny thing about it too is that people want to say that, but the irony of all that is, if you watch TV, if you listen to broadcasts of any sort, if you watch anything on streaming services,
they're killing your brain cells.
Not only are you killing your brain cells, there's always different types of symbolism that you can attribute towards, whether it's the occults or whether it's sacred societies, whether it's all this stuff. All of this stuff is saturated in what you're entertained by, what you read, what you watch, what you listen to. So it is kind of smart at the same time to kind of arm yourself with that information so that you know what you could be watching, what you could be, you know, influenced by subconsciously without even realizing that you are being influenced by it. Whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, whether it's any of that shit. You better know your shit. And I'm not saying you're going to know everything, but it starts somewhere for you to kind of understand that, yo, just because sometimes people want to throw shade at people that do, that dive into these subjects or dive into these information, you don't get mad at your respective church elders or preachers and stuff like that when they dive into demonology and all this type of stuff. You don't get mad because that's their job. That's what they're going to do. Whether they're an exorcist or, you know, whatever you subscribe to, it starts with having to arm yourself with information to be able to see those signs and to see those things that are probably right there, right in front of your face, which is pretty much everything now. They don't even hide it anymore. I mean, if you see a lot of the symbolisms and stuff, what's the reason to? Because a lot of people are so distracted and so blinded and not paying attention that, you know, subconsciously it could be affecting you, and you may not even realize what you're watching or what you're reading or what you're looking at. And it might even be what you consider wholesome entertainment. But there could be one little quick little symbolism in just one scene that you didn't even realize. There might be a painting in the corner that you didn't pay attention to, or a statue or a figurine, and one quick little glance of a scene as somebody's walking by. Man, there's so many ways that the mind could be manipulated. So sometimes obtaining that information and attacking it head on and getting it from some of the sources is not always the worst thing in the world, I should say. It's just about arming yourself with information and quit being judgmental and being, you know, being biased towards certain things and thinking that, oh, well, you're living the wrong way. No, you are actually being naive to not actually obtain some of that information. Not so, now, if you get involved, that's your prerogative, and that's a totally different subject. That's a totally different subject. But it's about arming yourself with information, especially this year. 2020 has definitely got plague written all over it.
Right.
It's definitely just, and you know, and all the different things that are floating around, and I ain't trying to go down the political road because that's not what we do on our podcast, but just some of the different conspiracies and stuff that's even been floating around too, about, you know, 45 and the upcoming election and what's going to be happening next year. You know what, people, honestly, in my opinion, I don't know the validity of people when they come to talking about being foreseers of the future or fortune telling or whatever the case may be. You take the information the way you want to, but make sure you question every single aspect of everything and use your own intuition from there. Because there is practical information, and then there's a lot of misinformation.
People's opinions.
And there's a lot of people trying to get a check too. They trying to get to the bag, man. Let's just keep it real. If you have televangelists, you have everything else too. Of people just trying to get to that bag, get to the money. Mm-hmm. So use your own intuition, man. Use your own thinking. We preach that on our podcast all the time, man. Think for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That gut will tell you.
Yeah, sit back and look at it and think for yourself. But also be open to other different, you know, perspectives of life. Be open to it. Not saying to open up yourself, but be just open to other people's opinions and other people's perspectives on things. Me and Gina was just talking the other night, you know, of just trying to even understand if we're alt, control, delete, a sonic cheat code of left or right, up, down, left, right, or if you're a donkey, elephant, if you're any of that shit. It's too much. Oh, it's just way too much. And it's just like, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it, people, stop it. Right? It's like, God dang. If you say one thing, it could be misconstrued or taken advantage of or cut, paste, edit to fit whatever narrative is out there in life. If there's an infinite amount of molecules, an infinite amount of space in the universe, there's also an infinite amount of narratives you can run with anything a person says or anybody's opinions, especially if you have these big corporations that are just pushing people's agendas and pushing, you know, basically it's all backed by money too. All those things too. It's all backed by the almighty dead presidents. But just make sure you think for yourself, man. Do the best you can to think for yourself and just be cognizant and aware of what you could be influenced by, even if you don't realize you're being influenced by it. Even with just the symbolisms and things that I was just going back to. Look at me sounding like I'm preaching from the damn podium and shit. Like, what the fuck did he just say? I don't know. But dissect it for yourself and think for yourself, damn it.
Yeah. What
did he say? Welcome to the Church of Cyphotology. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Man, that's not convincing.
Okay.
No, but really think for yourselves, guys, and also be aware of what your kids are influenced by, who they're talking to, what they're entertained by, all the above. There's a lot of shit that's going on this year. Unfortunately, a lot of us have lost some friends, family, and loved ones too, or lost jobs, broken relationships, broken families because of this year, because of the pandemic, because of a lot of different things that were beyond our control. So our sympathies, prayers, and condolences go to every single one of you guys, as always, man, because it's a tough year on everybody one way or another. Mm-hmm. Definitely a tough year on everybody. So just stay positive as you can and stay
high and right.
As Gina always tells you guys each and every week. I know the holidays are coming up and it may be tough for some people out here, especially if this year is already kind of fucked up. Everything that's going on that you had going on before the pandemic or before you lost your job or before you lost your relationship or things are messed up with your family. The holidays might be a tough time coming up for you guys this year, so make sure you reach out to at least somebody. Reach out to someone. Don't be so down, don't be so depressed, and don't feel like you are above asking for help. And don't take it personal if the people that you do reach out to aren't able to help you in the way that you may not see or may not agree with. Don't be mad at them, but at least reach out and ask. Mm-hmm. Especially young people right now. Young people are really going through it right now. Especially if they're getting started in life and starting to get, you know, trying to get their lives together. And, you know, basically, welcome to adulthood and this pandemic hits. Yeah, shit is hard. Shit is rough on your kids. So make sure you talk to your kids too, people.
Yep.
And also, young people, talk to your parents too. Don't be afraid to open up and tell your parents how you feel and what's going on, too. You may not be able to move back in, but solutions can be figured out, such as living next door to your grandparents and getting spied on whatever hoe shows up.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, all right, baby. Is there anything you want to say before we get done with this episode of the podcast? Anything you want to send out to everybody this year? Or this week, I should say. This year, both.
Just take your time. One day at a time.
Yeah. What makes you say that?
just everybody's crazy.
Everybody crazy right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Just one day at a time.
One day at a time. One, and some days, 1 hour at a time.
Yeah.
1 minute at a time. 1 second at a time.
That's my because OCD.
I be having my trying days too, like everybody else, man. But that's good mm-hmm. advice. Yeah, just take it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. There's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel at some point. There's going to be a clearing, but this is definitely the time and the opportunity if you are in an unfortunate situation to make the best out of it and turn it into something else positive for you and your family. Use this time, whatever interest, like we've always talked about on the mm-hmm. podcast, to whatever interest you may have, whatever things you've always wanted to pursue, you ain't got nothing to lose right now.
Nope.
So go for it. Do that damn thing.
Do it.
Do the damn thing. And that's what I have to say to everybody.
All right.
Thank you for listening to another week of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. As we mentioned in the beginning of our podcast, you can reach out to us in our descriptions. Reach out to us on our social medias in our descriptions. I'm tired today, y'all. I'm sorry. You can reach out to us on our social medias in our descriptions. Wherever you decide to listen to our podcast, we appreciate it. We appreciate the time that you take out of your busy day, your busy schedules. You probably wanted to thump your kids upside the head if they're doing online schooling and all kind of stuff. Maybe you've been getting beat up in your sleep by your significant other because they wilding out and they sleep and doing gymnastics and karate moves and stuff like that too.
He's getting a muscle relaxer.
Somebody's trying to drug me, y'all. Just know, if there's not another episode coming next week, if there's no more episodes, she did that shit. So we will holler at you next week, right, honey?
Bye.
Why are you trying to laugh quiet, motherfucker? Kick your ass. She did that shit. Deuces. Ain't that a bitch?